Are you a caregiver? You know, 1/5 of Americans will act as informal caregivers at some point. But what kind of help do you have? What guidance is there? We have someone who could help us. CEO and co-founder of CareWell, Bianca Padilla, joins us. Hi, Bianca. How are you?
Hi, great. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about what was it that got you involved in this this endeavor, helping people?
Sure. So the inspiration behind CareWell came during a time where I was an informal caregiver to my grandmother. She'd become nearly immobile after surgery, and really one of the biggest challenges was shopping for medical supplies like incontinence, mobility, diabetic, and nutritional products, just to name a few. And I had so many questions, no one to ask, and just very little time to figure it all out. And that's why we started CareWell, was to be the most trusted, convenient, and empathetic source for products and guidance for these caregivers. And we offer a huge selection of caregiving products with fast, free shipping. But really the best part is our 24/7 award-winning customer care team. They're staffed by real people who are trained to answer any questions you may have, and they speak English and Spanish.
Let's talk a little bit about advice for someone who might be suddenly thrust into the role as a caregiver. What kind of advice do you have for them to make sure that it works well for them and the person they're caring for?
Yeah, so my advice for caregivers is to ask for help. So much of caregivers' work goes unseen, and most people don't understand how exhausting it can be and what an emotional, physical, or financial toll it takes on the life of a caregiver. And so many caregivers fail to do this. And when you ask for help, try to be as specific as possible. Most people don't have any idea what it takes to care for somebody else. So ask for things like, you know, scheduling or help scheduling a doctor's appointment, or even setting up and contributing funds to a caregiving fund. And on the flip side, if you know a caregiver, ask them for help, follow through. They're probably embarrassed to ask. They don't want to burden anyone else. And they need all the help and support they can get.
At what point do you know that it might be too much for you as a caregiver? You know, you're helping at some point, but I guess that's related to the whatever the person's going through, maybe related to doctors and how things are needed.
Yeah, most of the time you'll know when you can't handle it yourself, when you'll need professional help. But a lot of times, again, most of the care, 90% of all of the care and support that's received by older adults is provided by informal family caregivers. They're not doctors, they're not nurses, but they're really the backbone of who's caring for the 80 million Americans who need care today. And so when you get to that point, make sure to reach out to doctors and nurses and see what support networks you have available to you, because it does exist. You just got to do some research.
How has the last year and a half impacted people who are caregivers? They probably had to worry about taking care of themselves. Sometimes you can't even, you know, associate with some folks who, especially if they have pre-existing conditions and things like that. What have you learned?
Absolutely. So the pandemic has been incredibly isolating for everybody, right? But this has been especially true for the older or the more vulnerable and sick populations, as well as their caregivers who have to take these extra precautions. But on top of that, there have been a lot of support networks that did exist to help seniors, caregivers, and sick people, but they were paused to reduce the risk of spreading the virus to this vulnerable population. So that means that a lot of this work was put back onto the caregiver, and we've created more of a strain on people who already spread very thin. So unfortunately, it's led to a decline in mental and physical well-being since the start of the pandemic.
We're talking with Bianca Padilla. She's co-founder and CEO of CareWell, family-founded company that helps with folks who are caregivers. What are some of the things that you kind of sell a lot of, things that products that people are looking for that you may not think that that's something that you have or that's needed? What are some of those things?
Sure. So adult diaper products is a big product for us. They're embarrassing and bulky to buy in stores. You can get discreet delivery straight to your home. We also sell a range of wound care items, nutritional items, mobility like walkers, rollators, wheelchairs, really anything related to caregiving you can get at carewell.com.
Sounds good. Well, again, carewell.com would be a place to go to find out more, as well as getting probably some information just to get sort of the FAQs of what it's like to be a caregiver. Bianca, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for sharing with us.